The ancient Hebrew texts reveal intricate details about divine punishment through specific linguistic elements which illuminate our understanding of two major biblical events: Noah's flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. These accounts contain precise terminology that describes not just the physical destruction, but complex structure of spiritual imprisonment and elimination. The Hebrew word kamez, which shares its meaning with mesach, carries profound significance in describing a state of being permanently captured in destruction through cruel means, with no possibility of return or escape. This term appears specifically in Genesis chapter 6 in relation to Noah's flood, providing crucial context about the nature of this catastrophic event. The use of this particular word suggests that the flood wasn't simply about drowning or physical destruction, but involved a specific structure of spiritual capture and elimination. When examining the flood narrative more closely, we find that mud played a crucial role in the destruction of beings referred to as Kol Bashar, entities that appeared human, but were actually semi-animal and soulless. The mud served a specific purpose beyond mere drowning. It prevented the departure of spirits through the nasal passage, effectively trapping them within their physical forms. This process of spiritual imprisonment through mud ultimately led to the formation of sedimentary rocks on the ocean floor, creating a permanent record of this divine intervention. The geological implications of this account are particularly fascinating, as it suggests that the sedimentary rock formations we observe today might bear witness to this ancient event. The text indicates that the layers of mud at the seabed transformed into sedimentary rocks, preserving evidence of this catastrophic intervention. This connection between spiritual punishment and physical geological processes demonstrates the sophisticated understanding preserved in these ancient texts as God prevented Kol Bashar's spirit reincarnation. The narrative of Lut's wife in Genesis 19:26 presents another instance of specific divine punishment, described using the Hebrew term natzib melach. This account parallels the flood story in its structure of spiritual imprisonment, though the means differ. Instead of mud, falling lava particles were the agents of destruction. These particles, upon contact with Lut's wife, created a barrier that prevented her spirit from escaping through the nasal passage, leading to her complete destruction and transformation into stone. The parallel between these two accounts is striking. In both cases, the divine punishment involved more than just physical transformation. It specifically targeted the spirit's ability to depart the body through normal means. The flood's mud and the volcanic materials that transformed Lut's wife served as means for complete destruction, affecting both the physical and spiritual aspects of their targets. These accounts reveal a sophisticated ancient Hebrew understanding of the relationship between body and spirit. The specific mention of the nostril passage as a route for spiritual departure indicates they conceived of physical and spiritual existence as distinct but interconnected elements. This understanding is preserved in the precise terminology used to describe these punishments. The preservation of these specific Hebrew terms across millennia suggests Torah possessed a nuanced comprehension of different types of divine punishment. The terms kamez and natzib melech aren't merely descriptive. They encode specific information about the nature and process of divine judgment, which means God prevented Kol Bashar's spirit reincarnation process. According to this logic, creation goal require only human soul to be integrated and reincarnated. Genesis 19:24 illustrates Sodom harmed toward Gomorrah. Thus God plundered Sodom. Genesis 19:9 illustrates Sodomite rejected enlightenment from Lut. Exodus 2:14 illustrates the Hebrew term Anoshim Evrim, rejected enlightenment from Moshe. This means God took Lut out of Sodom, as God appointed Moshe took Israelites out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 32 illustrates Anoshim Evrim demanded Aaron to forge the molten calf. Thus, Moshe commanded Israelites put sword on thigh throughout the camp, slay sibling, neighbor, and kin. All sons of Levi obeyed Moshe, killed over 3,000 Anoshim Evrim at the wilderness of Sinai, similar to God destroyed Sodom, or when God sent Noah's flood. Genesis 32:29 illustrates Moshe commanded, dedicate yourselves to God on this day when you have purified your camp, thus God may bestow a blessing over you today. Torah illustrates there is semi-animal DNA, appeared as if human, yet is harmful toward human. Then each semi-animal is associated with Cain's bloodline, as Cain fatally harmed toward Abel. Torah also illustrates, after the flood, Tubal-Cain's son, Japheth, multiplied Cain's bloodline then through the course of time, Cain's descendants. Amalek, Ha'amori, Haman-type DNA harmed toward Israelites. Thus, human sustainable existence require natural selection harvest until human ecosystem become purified, detached off semi-animal's darkness. Accordingly, Torah teaching illustrates God prevented human to harm toward human, but God require human destroying semi-animal, Cain's bloodline. Thus, Moshe commanded Israelites engaged in battles after battles until Israelites conquered the promised land filled with milk and honey. The geological aspects of these accounts deserve further consideration. Both narratives connect to observable natural phenomena, the formation of sedimentary rocks in the flood account, and volcanic activity in Lut's wife's transformation. This suggests these ancient texts might preserve not just spiritual teachings, but also observations of natural processes, viewed through a theological lens. The precision of the Hebrew terminology used in these accounts indicates that these weren't simply moral tales, but detailed records of specific types of divine intervention. The use of kames in relation to the flood and natsib melech associated with Lut's wife suggests that the ancient Hebrew language maintained distinct terms for different types of spiritual imprisonment and destruction. These narratives also provide insight into Torah concepts of justice and punishment. The specific means described, mud in the flood and lava particles in Lut's wife's punishment, suggest that divine punishment was understood to operate through natural means, even while serving supernatural purposes. This demonstrates a sophisticated integration of natural and supernatural causation. The lasting significance of these accounts lies not just in their moral or theological implications, but in their preservation of specific means of divine intervention. The detailed description of how spirits were prevented from departing through the nasal passage and the connection to observable geological phenomena suggests these texts preserve ancient understanding of both spiritual and physical processes. These linguistic and conceptual details enhance our understanding of these biblical narratives, revealing layers of meaning that might be missed in casual reading. The specific terms used and the means they describe suggest Torah illustrates sophisticated understanding of spiritual existence and divine intervention, preserved through precise linguistic choices, Hebrew language. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.